Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Mortiza. Well, in the program The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Both Muslims and non-Muslims are encountering a quite challenging issue. These days, non-Muslims, for instance, Christians, are allowed to picture Jesus or even depict his image, while we Muslims are religiously, socially, and ethically are not supposed to draw or image the pictures of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and our infallible imams. So unfortunately, the people of the book, these Christians, portrayed Jesus. You know, this is not acceptable behavior among Muslims. We cannot do the same as they did to their prophets and these infallible individuals and the model and role models. And they are actually not aware that these portraits usually are not real. Even today, if you talk to someone who is not following any religion, he understands this is a wrong approach. And this is not acceptable behavior among Muslims, because we believe that from the religious point of view, it is a sign of, for instance, idolatry. And idolatry is totally rejected in many different sources of this religion. So we have to be very careful, because this is a kind of immoral behavior. If we talk about morality, because we people strongly feel that morality in the religion of Islam is one of the most important pillars. So it creates such an immoral behavior towards the highest authorities of a religion. So it is not acceptable, because it is probably a sign of polytheism associating physical matters to the creation of God. And this behavior is mostly leading people to the wrong beliefs. And we should learn that the most important purpose of such a prohibition is against these kind of images are initially to avoid idolatry and the wrong message that it usually conveys to the people. And let me tell you that regarding this word, which is a very strong word, idolatry, we have a lot of examples throughout the history of the religion that it was rejected. Even Prophet Muhammad himself, peace be upon him, when he wanted to purify the Kaaba from sculptures and idols. So why he was doing so? Because he wanted to give a message to people that worshiping images, idols, I don't know, statues are totally rejected in this religion. So image, worshipping image, drawing image, usually meant the same thing as they did. So, you know, we have to be careful, because this behavior is rejected in the religion. And worshipping this image or pictures or objects instead of God is rejected, because people who are looking into the images with a lot of sentiments and feelings, they are actually placing those images instead of the God, the Almighty God. So it is not acceptable. And, you know, in our religion, infallible imams, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and other influential characters are highly respected. So we shouldn't provide the chance for anyone to destroy such a respect. And we shouldn't give them this chance. Even the artists, probably they say it's a piece of art or a masterpiece of art, but we say, okay, it is a piece of art, but it gives a wrong message. And probably it makes a wrong chance for people to disrespect these infallibles, and because they are individuals and, I mean, very important individuals. And from the artistic point of view even, we cannot consider them visual or figurative art. And of course, they are valuable pieces of art as long as they don't convey the wrong message to people. So, you know, the image and the message that is transferred to the viewer, I mean, like me as a simple person, it creates more problems. And these artistic aspects is a bit more problematic, because there is a hidden message. And this hidden message is leading people to the wrong path of living and beliefs. And as an advice to Muslim artists, I have to tell them that they shouldn't actually endeavor and put any efforts in place to depict, for example, the Almighty Allah, or they illustrate, for example, the Holy Book Quran, and even the Prophet and other infallibles. This is not acceptable because it creates a kind of illusion in the minds of the readers and the listeners. For instance, we have actually this idea that which part of the body is not supposed to be depicted or pictured. Of course, you know, the head as the king of the body is the most recognizable part of the body. So as long as the face is covered or it is not drawn or it is not pictured, so the rest of the body is not that much important to convey the wrong message. So we have seen examples like that, that still they have depicted the body, but nobody knows exactly who that person is because the king of the body is not shown and it is not a problem. And anyway, we have to point and discover something from our most important, precious, valuable source, and that is Quran. We have in Quran a very important thing when we are talking about the Prophet Abraham. So you see, let me read it to you. It's very important. Said to his father and his people, "What are these images to whose worship you cleave?" They said, "We found our fathers worshipping them." He said, "Certainly you have been, you and your fathers, in manifest error." So you see that manifestation, because there is a wrong message from these images, and people will be actually directly guided to the wrong path of beliefs. It's not acceptable. Some people say, no, it's just a simple image, but, you know, a simple image can destroy the beliefs of people. And it is not acceptable in the religion.
Billboards covered with posters of the movie Muhammad, the Messenger of God, with the official trailer released only hours before its glamorous world premiere at the 39th Montreal Film Festival, simultaneous with its national premiere in Iran.
The festival is very proud to be able to host the premiere of this important work, a film of very high artistry aimed at a very wide audience.
Muhammad, the Messenger of God is a 171-minute epic on the early years of the Prophet of Islam. With a budget of over $35 million, it is by far the most expensive movie ever made in Iran. The Oscar-nominated Iranian director of the big-budget production says the long-in-development big-screen adaptation of the birth and childhood of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was made with one goal in mind.
There have been many movies about key figures of the world's greatest religions, including Jesus, Moses, and Buddha, but this is only the second biggest screen adaptation of our Prophet, who has been far too often misrepresented. I hope the world learns the truth about him through this movie.
American filmmaker and Hollywood visual effects supervisor Scott E. Anderson, along with several other world-renowned cineasts, contributed to the project, including three-time Academy Award-winning Italian cinematographer Vittorio Storaro.
It was not just a question of acting and skills. I gave it all my heart. It was about what you know in your heart to be true.
I have been thanking God every single day. It's such an honor to be a part of this major movie.
In order to recreate history as accurately as possible, the team had to rebuild entire cities, including Mecca and Medina.
We spent $11 million to create the backlot and $3 million to buy the cinematography equipment that we needed. This is a major contribution to Iran's cinema industry.
7 years from pre-production to making its debut. The simultaneous national and international premiere of the movie, people in Iran and all over the world will have a chance to catch a glimpse of Majid Majidi's account of the childhood of Prophet Muhammad.
Subhanallah walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. You can say it once or 100 times or more. You'll feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. The program, The Teacher. As I was saying, that creating image of these infallible characters, individuals. I said they have different roles in society. They are role models, so we learn a lot of things from them. And if we are running into problems, they are actually the best refuge that we can take. So that's why we shouldn't actually give anyone the chance to disrespect them. And these images who are preparing such an opportunity for anyone to disrespect them is not acceptable. It is totally rejected. So because these characters usually are, you know, general guidelines, and they are standards, and they create standards for our life. So if anything that can destroy their position among Muslims, it is not acceptable behavior. So it must be tackled very seriously and addressed very carefully. Let me tell you that why these images is creating a negativity towards these infallibles. You know, I personally think that those images that are depicting these infallibles are empty of any attractions for a Muslim, because we are looking for religious, ethical attractions. So as long as we cannot find such a sentimentality and we will not feel that we will be closer to God, so those pictures are actually rejected. And anyone, including artists, I know those people who are involved in many artistic things, they have to be aware of such a feelings, that they shouldn't create a wrong feeling in the hearts and minds of the people. So I personally am very happy that we don't have much of these artists in our society. There are a lot of examples available that we can actually point out to some of them. For example, The Messenger, which is actually one of the greatest movie ever produced, we have seen that the face of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was not shown. But the true message of that movie was actually conveyed. If we talk about the country of Iran, we have many TV series produced about the lives of those infallibles, including, for instance, there is a TV program about the life of the great Imam al-Riza. So his face was not shown, but the right message was actually conveyed through these pictures. If you go back a few years ago, we had another series. It was focused on the lives and the actions of the Imam Ali, peace be upon him. So if we talk about other series, we will see that the faces are hidden. They were not pictured, but the true message of such an image was actually conveyed without the face shown. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Thank you.
ya Allah, Allah.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.